Yep, I'll do it. There we go.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Small Biz Tips. So, guys, I am super excited. I'm here with two legends today, and I can't wait for them to share, you know what I mean? Share the knowledge with you guys. But before we start, what's going on in Ernesto and Barbara? What's up, guys?
We're happy to be here, Gilbert.
What's up?
Very happy to be here.
So
We
excited.
checked out your podcast on SaaS the other day. We found that pretty that conversation was pretty fascinating.
Thank you. Thank you. Fantastic.
And
So,
you scoped them out on a video. I love it. LinkedIn, yeah. That's the way to
LinkedIn.
do it, right? To be assertive. I love it.
100%. It's funny you said that. There are a lot of my guests that it just happened to share something on LinkedIn and we got connected and had a really good conversation. I'm like, you know what? I got to bring you on a pod. So, I'm excited to have you guys here today. So before we start, I would love for each of you to share a bit more about your background. You know, where you're from, how'd you get into the business, how you even met?
Haha, that's a story.
How we met is fun. It was actually Halloween, a Halloween party. So we're Ernesto and Barbara of Caleri
And
and Wardell.
Wardell.
You can find us at calerimedia.com, but we're a geofencing ad agency. But it was a Halloween party.
And he was dressed in full makeup.
Really?
I'm just
That's
trying to disclose
awesome.
too much information. I was the scarecrow. So there was a reason why I had a full head of, face and makeup on and a
Yeah.
costume. So so it was a Halloween party during the middle of COVID, and people were just starting to sneak out and throw parties. And so we threw one in my neighborhood, and I saw this pretty lady there that didn't belong with all these hooligans. So
I was just like a snow
she was like a snow soldier.
yep.
So I
That's
said,
awesome.
"Hey."
The hat, the belt, the whole thing,
That's
the
awesome.
boots.
So I convinced her to hand me her phone. So I took her phone. I added myself on Facebook,
And he accepted.
and I accepted.
Oh,
All in
wow.
one little second. It was
That's
fast.
dope.
It was fast because I didn't want to leave any option where she would say no.
Yeah.
I
Give me the chance.
didn't
But
give her the chance.
about it, you know, everybody's just dancing around and
Right.
we're talking. And he was like, oh, let me just, request Facebook. Let me see your thing. And I was like, yeah. And then when I got home, I'm like, he accepted
And now
it
we're bis and now we're business partners.
Yeah,
That's
we knew each
awesome.
other for about 2 years before we became business partners.
Wow. So
Yeah.
tell us more about, because you guys own a geofencing ad agency, right?
Yes.
A lot of people hear the word geofencing, but has no idea what it is. So as you guys are the expert, what the hell is geofencing?
We have two different ways to explain it. Barbara says I do the technical one, and she does the more approachable one. But
Cool.
geofencing is satellite-based technology that uses your phone, the GPS information on your phone,
Okay.
to send you ads that are interesting to you. So, for example, if you're a health butt buff and you go to like health food stores or fitness
Yeah.
centers, and so then we could draw a virtual fence around these locations of interest and send
Interesting.
you ads for services and products that you're interested in. But the most important part, and why this is really relevant through COVID and
Yeah.
post-COVID, is that it really helps you track in-store visits. In fact, it's the only way to track in-store visits. So we draw a virtual fence, we send ads to those devices that are in
Yeah.
that virtual fence, and then when you come to one of our stores, satellite pings us and tells us that a new visit has
Oh,
taken place.
wow.
And Barbara and I do 5,000 satellite verified
Verified
visits a
visit.
month across, well, we're in other countries as well, but across the country, our average is about 5,000 satellite verified visits a month.
I'm
And it's
counting
small
upwards.
businesses. And it's all, we work with all small businesses.
Wait, so I got a question. When you said 5,000 verified satellite visit, does that mean 5,000 people that kind of home around some of those geofencing clients that you have?
They walked into their store or registered on their website.
Yeah,
Mostly, yeah.
so someone walked into a geofence, and then we sent an ad to their phone.
They looked at the ad and then they came into the establishment. And that's
Oh,
all
wow.
tracked by the satellites.
So it's all GPS verified, and
And we could tell you where they came from, what location, and then when they walked in. So
This
we
is
know, yeah, it's
wow.
wild.
This is better than billboards.
But we do it all while maintaining your privacy.
Yeah.
So that's the important part. So you walk into a store, and we already know because location is indicative. Your location information is indicative of what products you could afford to buy and what
Yeah.
products you're interested in. So, but we what happens when we capture your device in a geofence is
Yeah.
we then anonymize your device. So we don't know it's Barbara. We don't know it's her.
Gotcha.
We don't know Gilbert is your. We don't know that it's your phone. But we do know that based on your location, that you'd be interested in ads for other locations like this or products like the ones offered in the locations that you're already in. So it's great. You know, in the laundry industry, which is how we started in this, it's disrupted the entire industry. So we're turning small mom and pop stores into really powerhouses for driving new revenue.
Yeah, this technology was only in the corporate world. They were using
Yeah.
it, you know.
So the Chipotles of
They
the
used the
world, the
world.
Burger
There being
Kings,
the
the
Starbucks,
McDonald's,
you know.
exactly.
They're all doing it, and we wanted to figure out how we could bring it to small businesses. Because during COVID, what happened? A lot of our small businesses got hurt so much. So we looked at this technology. When I first looked at it, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much information they know. It's like, wow. And I was like, I put it down. I was like, whoa, I don't know. And then I thought about it. They're never giving us this privacy back. So why not use it for good to help build the small businesses that got hurt so badly from the COVID and everything else? And everyone's trying to squish them out.
I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
Just want to make sure I'm clear, right? Like, I'm thinking of our audience, business owners. Some of them has, you know, those retail shops, like you're mentioning, so like their own barbershops. They have, you know, those different stores, but they also have service-based business, right? Like they work from home. So someone that work from home that has a service-based business, how can they use that geofencing product, or is that even possible?
So Barbara and I have a big top hat, and in that top hat with her magic wand, we also have another
We
trick
have
up our
Plano
sleeve.
Vertical, so one would be native ads for them.
Yeah, native
Ah,
ads.
gotcha.
The
Yes.
native ads are like advertorials. They're in the middle of a news story, and that's what native ads do. They drive online
Yeah.
conversions. So if you have clients out there, you know, productized services or software as a service, then we can use contextual information. So we could
Okay.
target people based on what they read. We could target
Gotcha.
them based on the publications that they read. But then we can, with native ads, which are these gorgeous 1900 pixel by or 1200 pixels by 900 pixel ads that are in the middle of a news story, it builds trust that way. You know, the ads don't look so much like ads, they look more like editorials. And
Got
that is a
it.
powerful way to drive online conversions.
Yeah, they don't interrupt what you're reading. It kind of flows so naturally. So you're actually getting a lot of information in that
Yeah.
short amount of time.
Nice. Now, to go back into the geofencing side, you mentioned you guys helped disrupt the laundry business with this.
Yes, we
What would you...
dominated
Yeah, now I
it.
want to hear some success stories about that. What has been some success stories that you've seen in the laundry space because of that?
We could tell them about the laundry house. So we have this client in New York who just opened up. They opened
Yeah.
up in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And we were sending 200 and on average 220 new satellite verified visits a month in their
Wow. So
first
that
four
means
months of
220
opening.
people going there
and yes,
Each
and
month
verify.
for 4 months. Yeah.
Verify.
Putting
You
in
know
your
that.
credit
So that first
information.
month, you add that on top of because it doubles as you go.
So when you gain a customer,
Yes.
you
If
tend to
they
keep a customer.
stay, guess what? Instead of that, actually, that one, the next month, now you got two. If it only
Interesting.
was one, but if it's 120 the first month and you got 120 the second, they're new. And we can track repeat customers as well now. So it's
Gotcha.
amazing.
Cool. Now I love it. I'm curious. Now, if I'm on my phone, what do I see? Do I get like a text saying, "Hey, you like this product? Maybe you like this," or do I get notification? What
No,
happens?
you get banners on your phone. So we're outside
Okay.
of Facebook, Google, Instagram, TikTok. We're actually on the open web and apps. So when you're on an app, you would see a banner either at the top, the middle, or the bottom for geofencing. And if it was the native ads, then it would be in the actual article that you're reading on the open web.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Wow. So that's, oh, I want to go deeper here, right? Industries, there are some industries like the cannabis industry who is growing, but or not able to do certain advertising on Facebook or Google. Would this be a good product for them?
So we can use geofencing for the cannabis industry. There
Okay.
are stipulations depending on what state you live in. But for example,
Gotcha.
so in New Jersey, we're not allowed to send that ad to your mobile device. But we could track your mobile device and follow you home. I know it sounds a little weird, but and then
That is
we can send it to your desktop
stop.
in your laptop.
Because once you move that mobile phone into your house,
Your Wi-Fi.
to your Wi-Fi basically, it will hitchhike onto your Wi-Fi, the and
Wow.
then it goes through your house. Everyone in your house gets that
Dang.
ad.
We take it state by state. Okay.
Yes, we have to follow rules. We do have rules.
No, this is insane. So you guys have this agency. Do you literally have to look at every state based on where your client is and said, okay, these are what we can do and this is what we cannot do?
Yeah, that's not a problem. We're also in multiple countries.
Yeah, we're not
So
just in the
what we do is we touch base with our satellite provider.
United States.
We verify our visits with three separate independent GPS-based satellites, and we check with our satellite provider. And if we need to advertise, so for example, we do the advertising for Electrico Mezcal, and it's when you're selling alcohol again. You know, each state has its own set of rules, and you have to abide by the set of rules, especially for alcohol and things like cannabis. So it's definitely not a problem. It's just a matter of checking what state before we activate that campaign, and
And
what.
we all do that due diligence all the time, so.
I think this is a gold mine, guys, that you're able to really target people where they are based on what they need. I'm curious, more about the actual agency. How do you guys structure the agency? Because if you're working with people from a lot of different country, I know my agency, when I had it, I had clients in different country, but it wasn't easy. So what does the team look like? How do you guys, grow in the agency? Tell me more about the business.
So at the top, you have Barbara and I. We do, client relations. We do strategy. I personally do the creative work, but then we have technologists. Her son Noah is someone who's chief technologist. He's building one of our platforms for us right now. We're going to be rolling out a productized service, so that's something that can interest you in the future. Her cousin is, super experienced last decade doing.
Advertising for this stuff.
Yeah, in the
They do
Google
all do.
world. And then my brother is a master programmer. So it's a family company.
Wow. Yeah, I noticed.
And
Keep
then we have
it that way. We love it. And then we have technologists.
technologists that work under us.
That's awesome. So I'm curious, right? When it comes to having kind of like a family business, there, how's that dynamics, right? Because when you guys say something and maybe your son or the brother, like, oh, I don't want to do this, how do you guys handle that?
Well, I just complained to Barbara. And then Barbara has a better touch than I do, and she has better ways of motivating people than I do.
We get it done.
We do get it done. And the great thing about working with family, in our case, our two families, is that the trust level is very high, and we
Yeah.
already know that what their work ethic is.
That's
So
awesome.
whether it's her son or my brother or her cousin, on that end, we know the work is going to get done. And then, the technology providers are under a contractual obligation
Yeah.
to follow through to make sure the technology is functioning the way it should.
We
So,
got a lot of checks in places so that we make sure everything is followed properly.
I
But we
gotta,
started this from the beginning, so.
yeah, I'm curious, right? Since, COVID, you guys started this business. It's a very unique niche, in my opinion, because now a lot of people are doing geofencing ads. What are some of like the top lessons you've learned working with business owners in the space?
Personally, I think we spend a lot of time educating the small business owner.
Gotcha.
for everything from, hey, you need some branding, not just to run ads. You need some brand identity. You need a culture. Barbara and I have a culture. We have a certain way of doing
Doing
things.
things.
We're very loyal. We're very, committed to the success of each and every one of our clients.
Because we feel this way is that if we build it together, we all grow, right? So that was the biggest reason why that we did this technology was because of the fact that we wanted to bring this to the small businesses to help them grow. So that's huge. That's one of our things that like 4 month a forefront that we put into this. And it's crazy because it all works. We keep
That's
bringing
awesome.
other technology into this just to get it to grow even faster for them. And we just got native ads not too long ago. So we just brought that in. And it's just amazing how everything just falls into place that we're building it. I think it's just meant to be.
And to Barbara's point about native ads, so what we're doing is definitely outside of the box. Even native ads are really not as well known and well used as they should be. Native ads are they look like editorials. They look like what I would call advertorials. And geofencing is underutilized. And I think part of the reason is people think, it's cost prohibitive when you're dealing with, say, a giant agency, but we're a family agency.
So we came up with a formula that actually works for them to be able to do this. And it wasn't easy, but we figured it out numbers wise to make sure that they were able to actually have a smaller budget, a way smaller
That's it.
budget than most companies have, so that they can afford to do this. And most people think geo targeting is geofencing, which is totally different. And usually that's what they reference to. So we have to educate them, and this
Let's talk
is
about
there are
that.
ways of doing that. So
Let's talk
sure.
about that. What's the difference?
So geotargeting is something you can sort of do in Facebook and Google, except they're legally prohibited from tracking that actual visit. So they can estimate within a half mile, how much business you actually got. So geofencing is very specific. You with a satellite, you draw a virtual fence around a building, and then you can track visits into your store. Geotargeting is broader, and that is what most people, when they say they do geofencing, what they really mean is geotargeting. They're able to target zip codes,
Got it.
almost like the post office with Every Door Direct. They're able to target by zip code. But the way we do it is we're also, even if we're using a broader tactic like geotargeting, we're able to still track visits to your store. And then when we're working with a productized service, or we're dealing with a SaaS, we're dealing with something that needs to measure an online conversion, that's where we implement native ads. So native ads are definitely something that you get a higher click-through rate on because there's more trust when you're able to have all this real estate on a web page or a blog or a news site. So because you have that much real estate, there's much more trust. And then with geofencing, if visits are your primary concern, then geofencing first, geotargeting second. So go really precise first, and then supplement that campaign with a geotargeting campaign, which reaches your community, your larger community.
So you tell me if I have a product and I want to target, let's say, a city, I can use geofencing to kind of create that fence around the city. And then I can use additional geotargeting ads to start identifying the key group of people, maybe their lawyers or doctors, whatever that I want to target for that campaign.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Wow. That is nah, that is mind-blowing. I'm excited. Oh, wow.
Oh.
So
And it's important not to waste money, and I think that's what's
Because
important to
this is
you
very
and to
targeted.
us is because it's hyper targeted, you're really using your money efficiently. None of us are made of money, and so we carry that burden. Like, hey, we really need to make sure that there's a high return on investment for this ad spend. So let's only use those tactics that will deliver the desired conversion.
Yeah, we just don't use the tactics, run it for 30 days, and then say, okay, let's try it the next month. That's not what we do. Because our small business, this is important to them. They want to grow.
So what's the business model here? Is it they're pay a flat monthly fee? Is there a ad fee because it's geofencing, or is it more like a performance base on everybody that goes in? What does that look like?
Well, basically what we do is we have an ad spend, and that's 100% their ad spend. We spend that
Gotcha.
on their ads through our bidding service, and then we charge a management fee. And it depends on
Gotcha.
the demographics of, everything that has to do with the business. Sometimes we draw, 250 geofences plus other things. Sometimes it's 400. You
Yeah.
know, we have pickup and delivery services. We have, self-serve services. We have an
Software.
aviation company. Like we're
Yeah, the
so
clientele is diverse, even
it's
though.
very diverse. We have a lot of verticals, and it's just on what we have to do for them.
What have you seen has been the best, highest performing vertical so far? I know it's probably going to change over time, but what are like the top three highest performing verticals? If some of these owners are listening, they need to talk to you guys ASAP.
So we did, we started, I guess, last summer with a mezcal company. And they would do activations in different cities and different towns and different restaurants. And on average, we'll send 100 visits to a location that does a tasting for our mezcal product. The car wash industry, the laundry industry, even we've done in the car wash industry what we were able to do in the laundry industry, which is send over 100 visits a month to each location that we're managing.
Amazing.
And these are small businesses, and
Yeah, that
100
makes the
visits,
difference.
it matters.
Yeah, it
really matters.
Even if we were even if we were terrible at our jobs and only did 25 visits a month, that's still very impactful. 25 new satellite GPS verified visits a month is impactful, but we're on the higher end. As we said, we just did that opening in Brooklyn, 220 visits a month. Electrical mezcal, every event we do is 100 visits per location.
It's the only form of advertising that actually puts money in your pocket that you
Yeah,
can
no,
track
because you can track it. Exactly.
it.
Now, if you think about it, it's like, billboard is great for awareness, but it's not as good for conversion because you can't
That's
track,
all the other,
X amount of people. Yeah.
Facebook, TikTok, they're all about, your brand awareness, but it doesn't really put money in your pocket
That you can measure.
that you can measure.
Gotcha.
Right. And then they're only limited to your a small group on Facebook unless you keep paying. It's
Yeah.
bidding against yourself, to grow.
No, I
Yeah,
get it. I get it. So to
anytime you're in
kind
a
of go ahead, go ahead.
anytime you're in a walled garden, like Facebook, Google, TikTok, you really have to you are bidding against it's a small pool. If you notice, like on your Facebook and your Instagram, you're basically getting the same ads from the same brands over and over, because once they discover, like, hey, Ernesto Barba-Jolbert, they like this product. It's that loop that just keeps sending you the same ads. Now the open web, and then when you start, with native ads, and then when you look at geofencing ads, which is primarily in apps like dating apps, texting apps, recipe apps, the King James Bible. We're in like over 100,000 apps we can advertise in, but it's not a walled garden, and there's more opportunities.
It's a
So
wide open space, a very wide open space.
we like
Gotcha.
it's more democratic.
I'm curious, right? Would a company use this model to build out their list? All of them, and I get the, not just having people visit that could potentially buy, but also be able to build out, I guess, a list of potential customers with that same platform, right?
So you could do native ads in a local area
Okay.
if you wanted to build, say,
Geo and then native ads.
geo-targeting in
Okay.
this case,
Retargeting.
a little more, to go a little
Gotcha.
bit more broad. And then with your native ads, you could be more contextual. So we could define a region, say we're going to advertise in the tri-state area for New Jersey, or the tri-city area in North Carolina, the Raleigh-Durham, that area, or say in Texas, we're going to select a region. But then on top of that, we would add something contextual. What do these people read? Where their interests lie? What keywords would we use? And then we would send them native ads to drive building a list.
I'm just thinking, let's say you're a realtor and you want to sell high-end homes. You should be
We did a
using
management company already. Did very
yeah.
well. Got their places rented.
And
Yeah,
then we
that's
did
genius.
the
Yeah,
luxury market for
happy.
New York as well.
Yep.
Yeah, that's amazing because you do geofencing plus geotargeting, all of a sudden you get some of the best listing and boom, you're closing
It's
some of the
very
big.
targeted. You know the clientele that you want, what they're making,
Yeah.
where do you want to hit?
I love it. So to kind of wrap things up, right? I'm probably gonna have to have you guys come back for a second round. What is that one small biz tip you can share with any business owners? Because you guys are business owners as well, and you work with a lot of them, that you think can help them, this year to grow their business.
My first advice is stop staring out the window into the parking lot and wondering why those people
People
aren't
aren't
coming
coming
into
in.
your store. Be proactive
Be
about it.
proactive this year. Yes, definitely. Get your branding together. Start really marketing your brand. This is the time to do it right now.
Be
You don't know what's going to
proactive.
happen next year. So
I love it.
you
Guys,
got to
that
do
was
it now.
fantastic. How do people get in touch with you guys? How do they reach out to you? What's the best way they can get in front of you to help them?
CullariMedia.com. That's CullariMedia.com.
Dot com.
Fantastic. Guys, check out Ernesto and Barbara. They're the king and queen of geofencing. Thanks for jumping on, guys. This was awesome.
It
Yeah,
was
thanks
awesome. Thank
for
you.
having us as guests. We
It
really
was great.
appreciate it. Time with you.